It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A demonstration today of why, in cartoons, a big idea is represented by a light bulb appearing overhead. Wake Forest physics professor David Carroll has just come up with a better way to replace energy-wasting light bulbs using plastics and nanotechnology, and he's bullish about buy-in from consumers.
They want a lamp which has the warm glow that light bulb used to have, but they want something more efficient. That's exactly what we're offering. It's round. It's made from plastic, so it doesn't break. So you can actually bounce it on the floor and stick it into the lamp, and it still comes on.
Carroll's plastic lights can be made into rectangles for office ceilings or bulb shape for homes. None of this loopy corkscrew business you see with compact fluorescents. Bright? Well, Carroll says, oh yeah, they're bright and they're as energy efficient as LEDs, but cheaper. When you factor in the energy savings, he believes they could be 25% less expensive than bulbs of the Thomas Edison variety. But surely these economics mean the new lights have to be made by cheap overseas labor. Carroll says no, he's working with a company to make them stateside.
We have the workforce, a well-educated workforce. And why does it make sense in the United States? Well, mainly because we produce these using printing technologies, and the U.S. is very, very good at that. And because we intend for these to be very inexpensive to make, when you use printing, it is inexpensive to make. It doesn't make any sense to ship them from that far away. So you want to make them locally.
When might I be able to buy one? You think 5 years?
No, much sooner than that. Alpha production is beginning in 2013.
What's not to like? Well, maybe the name, field-induced polymer electroluminescent lights, or FIPL, rhymes with nipple or tipple. Under the cloak of night, an artist put up satirical ads in New York, a silhouette version of a drone firing a missile at a family running scared. NYPD drones, protection when you least expect it, the posters say. The images are signed by an artist named Essam. Full name is Essam Atiya. But he allegedly didn't pay for the poster locations, and he did include an official-looking NYPD logo. The other day, police busted the 29-year-old artist. Charges include 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument, presumably the posters. Police say they also found an unloaded .22 pistol under his bed. Now, earlier this year, a digital rights group was able to get its hands on a list of the government entities that have applied to fly drones. The list includes several police departments, but not, as yet, the NYPD. Jennifer Lynch is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She says we're in an important moment.
We're sort of at the beginning stages of drone flights in the United States, and I think we're at a time where we can debate about where and when these drones should be flown and what they should be used for. The most important thing at this point is to be able to get records from the FAA so that we can talk to law enforcement agencies and the federal government and really make good policies now.
Lynch's group got the list of drone applicants through the Freedom of Information Act. The legendary inventor Nikola Tesla wanted to distribute electricity by broadcasting it through a huge mushroom-shaped copper antenna. But there's word Apple has filed a patent on a new way to charge mobile devices without using a wire. Typical systems coming on the market now require the charger to come into physical contact with the chargee, like a beer on a coaster, only it's your phone instead of a pint of Pilsner. Apple's idea is to use magnetic resonance to charge stuff within maybe a yard of the charger, no touching. Will this also make your hair stand on end? Well, not clear. It's just a patent application, not a finished device. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.